It being January 1st, lots of new laws are going into effect today. In fact, in California alone, there are 807 new laws. So let's start there with California's AB 1014. It's a first in the country. It allows family members who fear that loved ones may become violent to ask that their guns be temporarily taken away. The law was passed in response to that 2014 mass shooting near UC Santa Barbara, Elliot Rogers shooting and stabbing to death 6 before killing himself. His parents, who'd long tried to manage his mental illness, found videos indicating he was plotting something, and they'd alerted police, who spoke with him and decided he didn't pose a threat. Had they been allowed to search the apartment, they would have found his stockpile of guns and ammunition. Ben Adler is Capitol Bureau Chief with Capitol Public Radio in Sacramento. So, Ben, take us through. Under the new law, family members can contact police and say they have reason to believe a loved one might become violent. Then what?
Hi, Robin. Well, what'll happen starting now is that if a parent or someone in law enforcement believes that there's an imminent danger posed by an individual, then they can tell law enforcement, they can go to a judge and seek one of these temporary gun violence restraining orders if the judge grants it. And keep in mind that a judge is on call for stuff like this. So if a police officer arrives on scene and sees that there is evidence to suggest a danger, the police officer could call the judge and get the warrant or the restraining order granted over the phone. And at that point, law enforcement can seize any weapons that he or she finds. So in theory, as we look not at the UC Santa Barbara shooting that prompted this law, but now at the San Bernardino shooting that happened recently, let's say the family member had raised a concern, which did not happen. But let's say a family member had raised a concern to law enforcement. Law enforcement then, upon obtaining the temporary gun violence restraining order, would be able to search the apartment. And in the apartment, they would have found everything that was found, the guns and the other disturbing evidence that was found. And at that point, it's certainly plausible that this attack could have been prevented.
Well, and what happens further? Because it's a temporary seizure of the weapons.
Yeah, sure. So it goes for 21 days, at which point the subject of the restraining order can appear in court and argue for its lifting. And it would either be lifted, or a judge, if the judge disagrees with the subject of the restraining order, can extend the restraining order for up to a year.
Yeah. So we know that mental health advocates are applauding this, but there are critics, especially from the gun community. Why would they be against this?
Well, certainly they would say that they have constitutional issues. I mean, usually there's due process, right? You have to have your day in court. And so they would say, unconstitutional search and seizure here. I think they also believe it's a slippery slope and that, let's say a family member has a grudge against another family member. At that point, what's to keep a family member from attempting to take advantage of this law and getting the gun seized, at least in the short term?
Yeah, we know that 44% of Americans do believe, according to polls, that the government is trying to seize all privately owned guns. And so this, as you say, might be a slippery slope toward that. And the person whose guns are being taken away doesn't have a chance to defend themselves initially. And so we said it was the first in the country. But what are some other laws that come close to it?
Well, in Connecticut and Indiana, law enforcement can, try to get the restraining order, but the family members cannot. And in fact, in California, there's already one state lawmaker I've spoken with who, in the aftermath of the San Bernardino shooting, wants to expand the gun violence restraining order law in California to not just include family members, but coworkers and potentially others, maybe at schools and the like. Because, if you look at the San Bernardino incident, if coworkers had said anything, maybe then the shooting could have been prevented.
Or the neighbor who has said that he thought there were some things going on, but he didn't feel it would be politically correct to say anything.
Yeah, and of course, the gun rights groups would certainly oppose expanding the law for the same reasons. And in particular, it opens it up to more grudges. There are always grudges among coworkers, and what happens if the law gets used inappropriately.
Right. Well, I'm sure there are many questions being raised by this, including what happens in the interim, between the time when a family member is said to not be stable enough to have their gun and they get to go to court. I mean, those family members have to interact with each other. So, you hope that there will be some mental health intervention then. But meantime, Ben Adler, there are two other gun laws going into effect today in California. Briefly, what are those?
Yeah, one requires BB guns to be clearly marked. So, you know, maybe neon markings, for example, to differentiate them from real guns. That's in response to a shooting a couple of years ago here. And another bans the concealed carry of firearms on K-12 and college campuses.
All right. So we'll see how this plays out. Ben Adler, Capitol Bureau Chief with Capitol Public Radio in Sacramento. Thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.